You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right. You're back in the room at 95BFM. We have a couple of special guests with us, don't we, John?
Yes, we do.
Hey, welcome to the BFM studios, Anna and Hannah.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Very good. Good. Thank you.
Of the Fempire.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Thank you.
Great.
It does sound quite epic.
Can you, so I just heard about Fempire for the first time last week. Can you fill in a few blanks for me and the listeners? Maybe just start from scratch what the event is, where it's taking place, mm-hmm. and what people could expect.
I think this is a good one for you, Hannah.
So,
the event, creator.
Fempire is based on building an engaged female empire. We are aiming to build a platform for women who are kind of either starting a business, wanting to start a business, maybe they're entrepreneurs, maybe they're in corporate and they want to progress but they don't know how to progress. They could be looking to step up into the next leadership role and they're kind of looking to women who have gone before them and, you know, what is the kind of benchmark or who are the examples. So basically we looked out within New Zealand and found all the most kind of incredible examples we could find and thought, how can we bring them all together in a room and how can we kind of download all of their information to share with young wahine in New Zealand? And thus Fempire was born, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Now what, I mean... So the event's taking place on the 11th of October.
11th of October, which is the International Day of the Girl Child.
What is this, by the way? How international is this?
Yo!
The International Day of the Girl Child.
Well, the UN kind of got in on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's really, I guess, it shines a spotlight on gender inequality. They did all sorts of crazy research around that, if you Google it. It's like women, young girls between kind of 12 and 16 do... collectively 180 million hours more housework than males do, thus kind of inhibiting their chances to get to school or education or work.
Those old institutions are still lingering around, aren't they?
So they I guess they, I mean, there's a day for everything. We have like an International Donut Day, but they...
What?
This is a little
this legit.
Important than that.
Yeah. Didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess they decided to claim October the 11th as the International Day of the Girl Child to highlight gender inequality. So we thought it would be a great auspicious day to mark the occasion. And the event happens in Auckland next week at Shed 10.
I think it's a really nice like point to make about this Fempire event is that it is about equality, you know, more than the name suggests that it's about like female domination, but actually it's about women and men having equal opportunity and equal voice in the workplace.
Right.
And, you know, as Hannah kind of said, it's about showing examples of women that are doing amazing things in business and just giving them a forum to talk about how they got there and inspire
the ones before. And so is it going to hopefully be a situation where you... someone might get set up with like a mentor going forward?
Oh, totally. There are actually mentor sessions available on site. If you've got a ticket, you can apply to join a mentor circle, which is going to be hosted by Amy Fraser, who's a founder of OK Real. So she does peer-to-peer mentor circles.
Sweet.
Also, we've had some amazing kind of support from companies. So Mi Piace is sponsoring a mentor day with their head of retail and their head designer at Mi Piace to do like a goal setting with a young up-and-coming designer or someone who's interested in the retail space.
Sweet.
So there's a lot of opportunities to connect with quite powerful women.
Yeah, because like going forward, if you're just starting out creatively in anything really,
totally.
it can just be one little thing that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That you just learn from someone that's been there and done it the hard way often.
Exactly.
And that can really help people out. So
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Anna, I'm just curious to learn a little bit about your journey because you're hosting a panel on Thursday.
Yep.
Like, tell me a little bit about the business that you run.
I don't run it.
Okay.
The
business that you're part of and, you know, your sort of journey and what sort of advice you might be offering on the day.
Yeah, okay. So I work for a company called Milk. We're a brand agency, design agency. And my role on the day at Fempire is just facilitating discussion, actually, with the lovely Antonia Preble and Holly Smith.
Oh, wow.
And Hayley King, who's the artist Phlox. And our panel discussion is really around creativity in New Zealand and what that journey is like to actually make a creative... job a successful one, right? Because it's so easy for artists to kind of compromise and take opportunities or take paths that might not necessarily be the profitable ones. So we're looking at talking to these women about their journeys and understanding who mentored them, those, you know, encounters and people that helped them on the way, and just kind of getting under the practicalities, I think, about creativity. And rather than just the fun part, which is the expression, but what the business side of that as well. Yeah.
Okay. What's it, when you say you're chairing like the discussion, how many discussions are taking place over the course of the day?
Well, that is the really cool thing about this event that Hannah's created, is that it's not just a conference where you hear people speaking and they talk about their amazing journey and it kind of becomes the headlines of success. This is actually an opportunity to see more panel discussions, so you actually can get involved and ask questions and actually hear more of the nitty-gritty, the other side of actually getting to that successful place.
I think there are a lot of very successful events which profile really amazing women who have kind of like quote unquote made it, and they kind of give you like the ta-da presentation and it looks like you get
the finished product.
So we asked all of our speakers to come to approach the event in a really kind of vulnerable and generous way, and they may get asked some kind of gnarly questions about like, okay, well, where did you get the money to start your business? Like, who funded you? And just be really honest about practical things, because, you know, if you're just starting out, you've got no idea about, you know, VC funding or like funding schemes or how to start a board or should I get a board or how do I do my taxes or what are the legalities involved. So it's very overwhelming. So we asked all of our speakers to be really open about how they actually got started, and we hope that, you know, our audience can take some really specific kind of learnings from the day.
Sweet. And it's an all-day situation, kicking off at 8:30 a.m. going to 5:30 on a Thursday, so it's sort of you might have to take a day off and invest in your future.
We have a little segment on the website called Convince Your Boss.
Oh, mint.
And we've already pre-written you an email.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And you just copy and paste and you send it to your boss.
So many helpful little tips that will come out of this day. Like that.
Sweet. As well as the speaking, it seems like there's going to be some other stuff going on. What sort of other stuff is going to be happening down at Shed 10 on the day?
Lots of fun stuff. So I don't want to give too much away, Johnny. But
there's wine. There is
definitely wine.
It's an R18 event, by the way.
Headshots? Yeah. I'm excited about the headshots.
Nice segue, Anna. Thank you.
Is this for like CV situations?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Because you always like, you just don't know how. Yeah, you want to look business.
Don't use the one that you used on your passport. You can't smile on that
one. Yeah, you want to look serious, but you don't want to look too sassy or cool or fashion.
So we have partnered with Bumble Biz and L'Oreal. So Bumble Biz are providing a fully professional kitted out photo booth, and L'Oreal can do like full glam on the day.
Wow.
And we are offering a very professional headshot service, so women can update their Bumble Biz profile or their LinkedIn profile or their CV or their online presence and, you know, get a bit of professionalism in there.
Nice.
It's like, you really need, it is a really good one because you just don't know what level to take it with a business headshot, right?
I don't think I've got a business headshot.
You know, like if you see those LinkedIn profiles and people have cropped into shots of themselves at like a cocktail party and it's just like, not quite right.
Don't use your Facebook profile.
Don't, or your Tinder profile.
Should you use a photo of yourself on your CV?
What?
Should you use a photo of yourself on the CV?
As someone that hires people, I think absolutely yes. Yeah. Because, I don't know, this is my own weird tick, but I think you can tell a lot by a person's energy, how they come across in their photo, if they're serious or warm. Mm. I don't know, I personally read a lot into someone's vibe.
Well, I think like LinkedIn has done that, right? It's LinkedIn's great for creating that profile that is your a mixture of visual profile and your CV.
Like to be prepared to like see the person who's going to walk in the door, like we haven't just met awkwardly for the first time. Like I like to be like, oh, it's you, hey, what's up?
Especially if you have to
Facebook stalk them to get a picture of them. Kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly. You have like informal meetings, like we met in a cafe.
Totally.
I definitely stalked you and your team. In fact, one of your team members walked in afterwards and I was like, hey, I've seen you from seeing you. Oh, this is really awkward.
Yeah. You got busted, girl.
I stalked you.
Now, I know Anna just sort of ran through some of the speakers. Who else is going to be featuring at the event? Because it's sort of a high-profile
list.
Johnny,
here's
of
a list that I prepared earlier.
It's a scrolling
if you
situation.
Don't mind.
You've got the pictures all up somewhere.
Yeah, it's 3 pages long. Yeah, I kid you not. No, but we really wanted to get a very diverse range from women of all walks of life and at actually different stages of their career.
Oh, cool.
There's the first panel is Leading with Purpose. So Sarah Longbottom, who's the founder of Narangatahi Toa, Sarah Bowden from Microsoft New Zealand, Anna Bordignon, who's the founder of Munch Cupboard, which is that amazing bees. She's like started the beeswax wrap craze, anti-plastic, very smart woman. Anna Dean, the founder of Double Denim and the Ace Lady Network. And that panel has been facilitated by Brooke Roberts, who's the CEO of Sharesies, which is a really small investment scheme. So you can invest like 50 cents or a dollar and they grow your portfolio for you. Hmm. Super easy investing. Jess Holdaway, the founder of Frank Stationery, which is a give one, get one stationery company. Hannah Duda, the CEO of Iris and Indigo. They have a mascara where you buy one. When you buy one, they restore sight to somebody in Vanuatu, so they perform cataract surgery for free.
Oh, man.
I admit these girls are very, very impressive. Sweet.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Maru Nihoniho, so she's the founder of Metia Interactive, which is a gaming company. So she does these incredible, like, very multi-influence interactive games, which are really cool. Mm. That panel is facilitated by Rebecca Mills, who's the founder of The Lever Room. We have Jessie Wong, the founder of the brand Yume, Evie Kemp, who's an artist, Leah Light, who's a celebrity nail artist. She does Katy Perry's nails, Pink's nails, very smart woman. That panel is facilitated by Sophie Chung, the beauty editor of M2 Women. Then we have a How She Built That panel, which really kind of dives into the nitty-gritty business stuff. So Donielle Brooke, who's the founder of Designer Wardrobe, Sarah Quilter, the founder and CEO of Taylor Skincare, Megan Hutchinson, the founder of Skin Sonic, and She Said Yes. That's facilitated by
so many great women.
Sam Simpson.
It's powerful.
Yeah, I know. Dude, that's only the first
page. It's still going.
How long did it take to compile this list of...
So something really incredible happened. So we kind of thought, if no one said no, who would we really want to have in the room? And we started from there. And
fair enough.
When we started to profile and publicize the speakers, people would just call me out of the blue and be like, hey, I started this business. I've got something to share. No. Get me on your panel. And they, like, three women volunteered themselves.
Sweet.
And they were, you know, quite amazing women. So as part of the panel discussion, we also have two workshop sessions. So the first workshop is a personal branding workshop. So living up and empowering your personal brand, because there's a lot of weird stuff that happens on social media and you look kind of awkward and how do you be authentic and but still sell your product. So Rochelle Sheldon, who works for Socialites New Zealand, she's a social media coach, is facilitating that. Maggie Hewitt, is the founder of Maggie Marilyn. She started an amazing fashion brand. Mm. She's going to be facilitated by Michelle Battersby, who's the country lead of Bumble Biz Australia. God, who else have we got? Digital marketing. Sarah Street, brand manager of Mipiachi. Julia Matthews, co-founder and director of Two Islands Co. That's facilitated by Wendy Thompson, the CEO of Socialites New Zealand. The second workshop is Landing It, the big interview and the dream job. So helping young women in the interview process, because they get super nervous, we all do. And also like practical tips on how to write your CV. So Margot Keenan, the founder of Little Black Book, is facilitating that workshop. Then we've got Anna's lovely panel, Creative New Zealand. So Antonia Preble, Holly Smith, Hayley King is on that panel. And also panel that I'm facilitating, Power of Community. So Melody Thomas, who's the producer of the Bang podcast, Ready New Zealand. Amy Fraser, founder and CEO of OK Real. Suniva Holt, transformation coach. Last but not least, Vic Krohn, the CEO of Callahan Innovation.
All going down, all will be there at the Fempire Summit. Sounds like quite a scenario, actually.
Yeah.
11th of October. The tickets are on sale. They're on sale, yeah?
Yes.
Yep, $249 plus booking fee from fempire.co. Or and if you actually use the code BFM, you get 20% off, which is really mint. And we actually have a ticket to that. If you would like to go, give us a call on 309-3879. You think Fempire might be something that will help you out in your endeavors? That'd be probably the ideal person to give that to, eh, John? Mm.
All right.
Thanks so much, Hannah and Anna, for coming in.
Sure.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thanks for doing Fempire. Sounds amazing.
Come along.
Come along. All men are welcome. Yeah.
Well, should we just. Hello there.
Hello, yes. Have I called at the right time?
You have. Is this the one that's been calling all afternoon?
Who is this?
What's your name?
Who is this?
What's your name?
My name's Julian.
Julian, you've made it, mate. You're going to Fempire well.
Oh, at long last.
Get it, Julian.
Get it, boys and
girls. Stay tuned, mate. I mean, sorry, stay on the line.
All right, I shall.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.